here's the GM of the Raptors, Bobby Webster. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm good, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
We're doing well. We're just arguing about meaningless stuff, quite frankly.
I don't know. I thought those rings were kind of cool.
You thought that was cool? Would you support that if you guys win the title this year or what?
Well, I think, that, like, as you guys said, they have the luxury of now. They've had a few, so now they can start doing different stuff. So.
Yeah.
But do you think that's even like something you... Like, I don't know if you're a jewelry guy. I kind of am, but you can't really wear that out. Can you?
I guess if you have two and this is your third, you know, this is like your third option one, you know, you want to have something different.
Yeah, you bring this one out like once
you
a
win,
decade.
You wear it. That's the way I see it. You win, you wear it, regardless of the size.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess if you wear it, you can just flip it around and show everybody. I think it's like you can, what I saw last night is, one side is team and one side is player. So if you want to show the team and then you flip it, it can just be your individual one.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
It's a little bit unique anyway.
Dude, this thing is the size of your computer top, though. You're not gonna
go down to Swarovski's and be like, give me a ring that we can wear out to the club or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. Anyway, we're in conversation with the GM of the Raptors, Bobby Webster.
Can I have the first question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bobby, when you brought in Kawhi, there was a lot of talk about Kyle Lowry, what he thought. I mean, if I'm in management, I don't really care what other players think, but everything's sensitive today. Everybody's sensitive. Did you have to go to him and say, this is the best for the team, or did you talk to him at all because he seemed to be a little bit pissed off? It's his best friend. How did you handle that situation?
You know, it's always a tough part, and I talked to a few people yesterday about it, and, you know, it's tough, you know, the guy, you know, DeMar's part of our family, and you go to war with him for, you know, 5 years, and he was here longer than that, and so that's the tough part. But as far as, you know, getting a player like Kawhi and the caliber of him, I think, you know, our goal is to win a championship. Kyle's goal is to win a championship, and our goal is to give us the best chance to win one. So I think in that respect, you know, he can see what we were trying to do there.
There was a really cool piece that you were featured in The Sun today, Steve Simmons, kind of detailing the Kawhi trade, and it started with a phone call the week of the NBA draft, and eventually it obviously got done. But in terms of DeMar DeRozan and his role in that trade, we know that he became the primary piece from you guys going the opposite way. But was his name involved in that deal from day one? Was it a week later, 2 weeks later? At what point did DeMar become the focal point of that trade in terms of who was going to San Antonio?
Well, yeah, I told the guys yesterday that you would have to go back and check all the phone records. It's interesting. You know, I think it's a very interesting part of the business that, you know, you guys and the fans and everyone are interested in. And I would just say this, like, a lot of names get discussed in a lot of deals, right? And so, you know, a deal of that magnitude, as you can imagine, you're discussing, you know, probably half of each team's roster. And so it's hard to say, you know, who was first, who was second. Was this always the deal? I mean, we went through, you know, probably in, you know, numerous permutations of the deal. So in that sense, I can't sit here and say, well, this is exactly how it went. You know, even in my mind, like, what's the exact timeline? I'm not really sure.
Obviously, you're aware of the narrative when it comes to Kawhi. He's got 1 year left on his deal, and I'm assuming you guys would like to see him stick around for a long, long time. But there's only so much yourself and Masai can do. You guys aren't in the room. You're not on the court. You might be on the plane from time to time. But how much of the courting process when it comes to Kawhi is going to have to come from his teammates?
I think it's going to come from the organization. I mean, his teammates, his coaches, the staff, management, ownership. You know, I think you know, there's so many touch points to Kawhi throughout the season, whether it's, you know, during the summer, during the season, on the road, All-Star Weekend. You know, there's so many of them. And so he ends up touching, I think, as you can probably imagine, you know, the entire organization, some folks on the business side, some folks in the community. And so in that sense, I think we're just really proud of what we built here and what Toronto and Canada has to offer. And so in that sense, I think it's as probably all-encompassing as it could be. And I think that's our message to everyone is, you know, show Kawhi how great of a city this is. We'll show him how great of an organization it is. And we'll just be true to who we are.
We were pumping the tires at Golden State prior to having you on, and they've received that treatment for a few years. And I was impressed with Boston last night, too, because they're built in a similar fashion, different players, but they've got a lot of guys who are versatile. They defend, they shoot. In terms of the way you're building your team with Kawhi coming in, OG Anunoby and his growth, how versatile do you believe your group is, considering the way the game is played today?
You hit it exactly. I mean, it's what Golden State, to a degree, I wouldn't say they invented, but they kind of won at the highest level doing it. It's what you see Boston, how they started the game yesterday on the wings, and it's kind of similar to how we are. I wouldn't say this is all by design. I think everyone would say we'd love to have, you know, 3, 6, 8 wings that can play two ways on your team, and that's easier said than done. But I do think this team is the most versatile that I've been a part of.
What kind of a role do you expect Kawhi to play on both sides of the court? I guess what I'm trying to get to is what kind of an impact will he have, or what will his biggest impact be, offensively or defensively?
You know, I think he came into the league and he hung his hat on defense, and he's been defensive player of the year, and those are the accolades. But, I mean, offensively, he has worked, you know, as hard as anyone, and you guys will see it. And people started to see it, I think, towards the end of his time in San Antonio, just how precise, how much he works in the offseason. Everything's at game speed. Everything is contested on his offensive moves. And so I think now maybe that might surprise people who haven't watched him a ton, just because he has such a defensive reputation.
It's Raptors-Cavs tonight down at Scotiabank. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. Watch it on TSN. We're chatting with the GM of the Raps, Bobby Webster. Obviously, big news throughout the country today. Cannabis became officially legal, but it is still illegal in terms of the CBA and the NBA. Do you have conversations with your players about the use of marijuana? And if so, what is the reaction to those conversations?
Yeah, but, you know, the Canadian laws or the individual state laws in the U.S. don't govern the NBA rules. So those are pretty clear. But as far as educating them, it's an ongoing thing. And then when guys come into the league, the NBA is really good at doing a transition program. We have awareness meetings, you know, throughout the year here that are run by our staff, but also the NBA will send in experts. So I'd say it's nothing different. I think it's more of a, noteworthy event for our players to know that that's the change. But I think it happened in Colorado and they have the Nuggets there. So nothing new as far as we're being the first in the NBA, but you always want to keep your guys educated and up to date on, you know, current events, and especially, things like this.
Game one tonight. We're looking forward to it. Enjoy it. Best of luck this season. Thank you for doing this, Bobby.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
There's Bobby Webster, GM of the Raps.